Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. I'm just watching my brother Jonathan. He's preaching from the moon. By the miracle of Zoom, we can set any background we want for our ministries. I thank our brother Eddie for introducing our topic so well.
谢谢我们领事的弟兄借着这首诗歌给我们带进主题。
Our theme is to speak on the prevailing of the authority of the headship of Christ.
我的负担是讲到主耶稣元首基督的得胜。
Indeed, he is far above all. Jesus the crucified, far above all.
这位被钉十字架的耶稣，他远超过一切。
Whether we call him the King or the Messiah,
不管我们称他为王或者称他为弥赛亚,
whether we call him our head or our authority,
或者我们称他为头或者权柄,
in all of these titles, it expresses that he is far above all.
不管你用哪一个头衔, 我们的主耶稣是超越一切。
I want to begin this afternoon just by reading the three verses in Colossians where the headship of Christ is mentioned. The first one is in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18.
我们一起来读几处圣经,哥罗西书第一章第十八节。
In this verse 18, we see, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence.
哥罗西书一章十八节,他也是教会全体之首,他是原始,是从死里首先复生的,使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And then in chapter 2, in verse 10, we find, and in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority.
然后我们来到第二章, chapter 2,
verse 10.
Verse 10, 第十节。 你们在他里面得了丰盛, 他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
And then the third one is in chapter 2, verse 19. It's mentioned in the negative.
然后我们看第十九节, 第二章。
And not holding fast to the head, from whom the entire body, being supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments, grows with a growth which is from God.
不持定元首,全身既靠着他,精竭得以相助联络,就因神大得长进。
Let's pray just a moment.
让我们有一点祷告。
Lord, there could be nothing better than for us to be under your headship, far above all, enthroned over us today.
主,我们今天能够在你的面前看见 你是超乎万有的元首,这是何等的喜乐。
The greatness of your preeminence is so tremendous that only the Spirit can reveal its dimensions to us.
你的伟大性只有圣灵可以把它启示在我们每一个人的心里。
Help us this afternoon, young and old, to see the greatness of our Christ as head of the body.
求主帮助我们每一个人从年长到年幼,我们都能够看见,认识我们的主是这个身体的元首。We
pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. Amen.
You know, I'd like to begin by actually putting our theme of spiritual reality into its kingdom context.
我愿意开始的时候就把我们这一次的题目放在这一个国度的 大的前提之下。
You know, recently with my brothers and sisters in Flushing, New York, we've been studying the Gospel of Mark.
最近我们在纽约的教会正在一起查考马可福音。
And one of the things that I was reminded of afresh is every time Jesus came into a situation, it's as if the people found themselves in the kingdom time zone.
我有一个很深刻的印象，在马可福音里面，每一次主显现的时候，好像就把我们每一个人带到他的这个国度的这个时间段里头。
Now I'm speaking to you from the Eastern time zone. Our brother is translating from the Western time zone.
我跟你们讲到的时候，我是在美国的东岸时间，但是我们的翻译的弟兄却在美国的西岸时间。
But in reality, when the Lord is present, we are actually in the kingdom time zone.
但是属灵的实际上来说的话，当主说话是在他的国度时间来说话的。
And that makes the things that we say very important specifically for this time.
所以如果是这样的理解，那么我们就知道主说话的时候，他对我们今天所在的时段有非常重要的意义。
You'll remember how the Lord came onto the scene in Galilee and he said, Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
他出现开始传道的时候，他在旷野，他说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And by the authority of his words, the people felt they were in the presence of the kingdom and must make an immediate decision to repent and believe.
所以当主耶稣做这样的宣告的时候，当时每一个听众就有一种非常急迫的感觉，他们来到了神的国，他们必须做一个决定，就是悔改。
Now with that in the background, I'd like to speak for a moment about our topic, the spiritual reality.
那么今天我们这次大会是讲到属灵的实际。
Our brothers reminded us that this theme was actually found in the Lord back in December of 2019, just before the pandemic.
我们弟兄也告诉过大家，这个题目是在19年在瘟疫开始之前，弟兄们交通的时候觉得有这样的一个感动。
And of course, we had the delay for a year, and now we find ourselves still on this theme.
那么，然后疫情发作了，那么我们整个的聚会就延后了一年。那现在一年多之后，我们仍然觉得这个题目对我们今天每一个人还是非常重要的。
Now, this is the question I pose to us today.
今天我就要问大家一个问题。
Could it be that we asked the Lord to bring us into spiritual reality, and the pandemic was an answer in part to our prayers?
主两年前给我们这个题目的时候，我们祷告，主就把这个负担放在弟兄们的心里。那如果是这样的话，神答应我们的祷告，先给我们的是一个瘟疫。让我们在这个瘟疫的疫情底下来想到一个非常实际悔改的问题。
Has this pandemic time not been a humbling test of the reality of our meetings?
这个瘟疫的这么长的时间，是不是对每一个教会是一个很严肃的考试，把我们一切属灵的真实光景检验出来？
Has this been a time of shaking?And that which is temporal was, was removed so that the unshakable might remain.
借着这个疫情来震动，一切所有会被震动的都要被挪去，只有那个不被震动的才会被留下来。
Our Lord shook us, I believe, and he scattered us to see and to test who would overcome.It's this time of isolation and outward problems and serve the Lord out of first love.
主借着这个疫情来震动我们每一个人，那么今天我们都四散了，每一个人都散在自己的家里，那么在这个试验的里面，我们要看看到底我们爱主这个实际到底经得起考验吗？
In terms of our kingdom time, there's a scripture that's been on my heart for several months now, from Deuteronomy chapter 30.
那么在这段时间，主给我一个很清楚的话，在生命记30章第一节。
These are some of the last words that Moses spoke before he died up in the mountains and the people went into the promised land.
那这段话呢，是摩西在他离开世界之前他所说的。
Now he has just spoken about the blessings that would come upon their faithfulness or the cursing that would come upon their unfaithfulness.
在这段话里头，摩西警告以色列人，这个不管是祝福的话也好，咒诅的话也好，神都是针对他们实际的光景来说的。
And so we come to these words in verses 1 through 3 of Deuteronomy 30.
我们看第一节到第三节，第三十章。
Now it shall come to pass, when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God drives you, and you return to the Lord your God and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, you and your children with all your heart, with all your soul, that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you.
第一节，我所陈明在你面前的这一切咒诅都临到你们身上，你在耶和华你神追赶你到万国中必心里追念祝福的话，你和你的子孙若尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神，照着我今日一切所吩咐的话听从他的话，那时耶和华你的神必连续你，救回你这被掳的子民。耶和华你的神要回转过来，从分散你到万民中将你招聚回来。
Moses at the end of his life still had 20/20 spiritual vision.
虽然摩西是在他人生的最后一段路，但是他属灵的眼睛仍然是20/20，非常的清楚。
He could see that the Lord would scatter his people and strip them of their blessings and send them into captivity.
他可以预先看见有一天以色列人会被神赶出去，被神剥夺，神的祝福离开了他们。
But Moses saw that the long-range purpose of God would be to regather a humbled Israel, willing to obey and to serve him with all their heart and strength.
在这一个惩罚的里面，他却看到神永远的一个目的，乃是希望他们悔改，归向神，让他们能够回到神的面前来侍奉神，这是神的目的。
Now we know that Moses' vision here was prophetic because it had both a near and an ultimate fulfillment.
这段摩西的预言是有预言能够讲到他的短期的跟长期的两双重的目的。
Moses was first speaking of Israel, when it would be regathered after the exile back to the land of Judea.
短期的是说到有一天他们会被 从这个应许之地被赶出去到外邦，然后再从外邦回来，再回到应许之地。
This was the near fulfillment of the prophecy.
这是他短期的一个实现。
But he also saw that Israel would ultimately be regathered when the Messiah comes to reign out of Jerusalem in his kingdom.
但是这个预言也有它的长期性，也就是说以色列人要被四散天下，有一天当弥赛亚第二次回来的时候，他们就要通通从世界回到这个 应许之地。
Now I feel when we meditate upon this time of pandemic that has laid the whole world low.
那我们一同来看这过去一年半的这一个瘟疫，让全世界各个民族都低头下来，在这一个大瘟疫的面前。
I wonder if the Lord isn't being merciful to us, and have scattered us and stripped us of those outward things of captivity that distract us from seeking His kingdom first.
神把我们许多外面的东西在这一段时间都一样一样拿掉了，那让我们能够在神的面前有一个谦卑的态度来寻求他的面。
We know when we look down the whole of church history that the Lord through history has scattered, stripped, humbled his people, but it's resulted in a recovery of spiritual reality.
我们如果看旧约的圣经，你可以看见神的手的确是如此，他对待他的选民曾经把祝福他们，他们违背神的时候四散天下，然后神在那里管教他们，剥夺了他们一切。
Now the fact that this pandemic has affected the whole world leads us to believe that the king is also having mercy upon those unbelievers that they may see in this time and repent and turn to the Lord.
那借着全球性的瘟疫，我们整个的人不管信的不信的都应当来到神的面前悔改，让我们能够谦卑在这一位造物主的面前。
But whatever his large work with the whole world, we know that judgment must begin in the house of God.
那么我们相信圣经的话，他说审判是要从神的家起手。
So at least during this time of shaking, I hope that all of you have been wondering, is this shaking a revival and restoration?Or is this the final shaking upon which he will return?
那么我们里头就有一个深层次的问题，就是这一次神的手在这个地球上所做的工作是给我们的复兴跟恢复做准备呢？还是要准备马上迎接基督的第二次再来？
Surely under his throne, the bride must be wondering if the bridegroom's footsteps are in the doors.
对于教会而言，我们每一个新妇都要准备好自己，等候新郎的回来。
Of course, no one knows the outcome of this present pandemic.
当然，我们没有人知道这一次的瘟疫未来的景观是什么。
But as members of the kingdom of God, let us remember the ultimate reality we really seek.
对我们基督徒而言，我们所真正寻求的是神国度的降临。
We who gather in our outward meetings and our various assemblies are desiring to see that inner spiritual reality to fill the church with his presence.
我们在各地的教会，我们心中的渴望乃是在这一段时间里头，神可以把我们里面灵里面的这个属灵的实际真正的建立起来，恢复起来。
Knowing his presence is touching spiritual reality.
因为他的同在必须跟我们属灵的实际连接的。
But let's remember that the Lord desires a fuller reality than we're thinking of.
我们必须记住，主对他这一个实际的要求的丰满是远超过我们的想象的。
His desire, we might say, is almost in the reverse.
这个他的心中所盼望得到的是不能改变的。
We have outward reality, but we desire inward reality.
我们外面可能有聚会，但是更重要的是里面的实际到底在不在。
He is waiting for our inward reality so that he can come in his outward reality, in his physical presence as our king.
但是对着基督来讲，他先要得着我们里面的真正的属灵的实际，然后从外面的聚集来把里面的真实发表出来。
So our reality, our final reality will not be complete until the Lord actually comes back to receive his kingdom.
所以这一个他所盼望得到的必须在他的儿子第二次回来得到他的国度的那一天，能够在外表跟内容的实际完全达到丰满的得着。
These themes that we're speaking on, his headship, the Holy Spirit, the cross, the overcoming life.
这一次我们讲的这个题目，属灵的实际，不管讲到他的元首性，他的这一个圣灵，他的十字架，这一切的一切。
These are, as it were, the furnishings of the temple.
这每一个内容都是神这一个圣殿的每一个家具。
If the Holy Spirit lights our lampstand,
如果主耶稣圣灵把我们这一个这个灯台点亮了。
If the fullness of his life brings us before him like the bread of the presence,
如果他把我们里面生这个基督是我们的食物，成为我们丰富的供应，像那个 showbread 就是那个就是那个在圣所的那一个
bread of the presence.
Yeah. 一下把那个词上过来。
And if our coming to the cross ignites the incense at the altar of worship.
然后我们来到十字架，我就好像在圣所里面的那一个金香炉。
All of these are the furnishings that are set in place in the temple, but we still need the ark that is missing for the glory to come down.
那不管我们在圣所看到的这些家具，但是有一个核心，那个核心呢，就是那一个在整个会幕的最中心的那一个ark， 就是这个
约柜。
Okay, so let's remember this as we are looking at these various aspects of spiritual reality.
我们就要从不同的角度来看每一个这个属灵的实际代表什么。
The deepest aspect of our spiritual reality is the desire for the Lord's return.
我们最深处的这一个属灵的实际就是耶稣基督的第二次再来。
And if we sense that in this kingdom time zone, we understand how important this matter of recovery of spiritual reality is.
所以我们越是感觉到这个时间的急迫感，我们就越觉得这一个属灵时机的恢复是有它的非常的这个重要性，紧迫性。
Now last time,as we shared on headship, we talked about the largeness of his headship over all realms and dimensions.
那么我们第一讲的时候就讲到他的宏观的宇宙性。
Paul is restating his gospel in its larger cosmic dimensions.
保罗的福音在一个宏观的宇宙的角度来说到他主耶稣的救恩。
As we remember, his headship is related to three different realms, creation, the kingdom, and the church.
他是元首，在三个领域里头来发表，一个是他的创造，一个是他的国度，第三是他的教会。
And this headship is described for us, as you'll remember in Ephesians 1, as fulfilling God's eternal purpose.
如果我们记得他这个元首是来达成他永远的旨意。
Ephesians 1:10 literally says that in the fullness of times, Christ will be heading up all things, things in heaven and things upon earth, even in him.
那么到时候满足的时候，按照他自己预定的美意，无论在天上在地上，一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Now this great salvation through Jesus Christ that Paul is preaching in his gospel, he says, is being broadcast by the Spirit of God throughout all creation.
那他也告诉我们，这一个耶稣基督的福音也被传讲在整个他所创造的宇宙的里头，万有中。
Listen to what he says in Colossians 1:23.
在哥罗西书一章二十三节这样说。
This is the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister.
这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下万人听的，或者凡受造的都要听，我保罗就做了这个福音的执事。
What a great gospel Paul is preaching, much greater than just our personal salvation.
所以你可以看到保罗所传的福音比我们个人的得救的经历大多了，他是讲到整个的宇宙。
This gospel is affecting the whole of creation.
这一个福音要影响到整个的受造之物。
Listen to verse 20.
第二十节。
And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是在天地上的天上的，都与自己和好了。
So his reconciliation has a tremendous proportion.
所以这个和好有极大的一个范围。
We know that Satan's fall and man's sin had thrown creation into corruption and darkness.
因着撒旦的堕落，人类始祖的犯罪，这造成整个的受造之物都进入腐朽，进入黑暗。
But now by the precious blood of Christ, there is a reconciliation going on that affects all of creation.
今天借着神儿子的十字架的流血，把万物都带回到神的面前，与神和好。
But God's mercy is so wonderful that this reconciliation includes us as well.
所以我们实在感谢神的怜悯，这一个神做的这一个和好的工作，不但是万物，而且把我们人也包括在里头。
So we read verses 21 through 23 of Colossians chapter 1.
我们可以从第一章的21节继续往下读。
And you who were once alienated, hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he is now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable, steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister.
我们看第二十一节，你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
So here is this amazing reconciliation, which started with us, alienated sinners, and how he's reconciling us into the holiness and blamelessness as members of his body.
所以你可以看到这个神做的很好的工作，他把我们能够跟神的关系联系到一起，我们成为他身体的一个肢体。
And from there, the reconciliation of his great salvation reaches from the church and out into the world and out into all creation itself, both in heaven and on earth.
这个和好的工作从我们个人达到了教会，又从教会再扩大到整个的宇宙。
But we notice that this final reconciliation is crucially connected to our obedience in the gospel.
那么这个和好的工作是跟我们顺服神的福音，顺服神的旨意有关系的。
There in verse 23 he says, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast.
23节他说，只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移。
So our Lord and Head, who is high above all, has this cosmic reconciliation plan, but it begins with us, with the church, being faithful.
所以神做的这一个使万物跟他和好的这个工作是起始于让我们人与他和好，教会与他和好，这样才达到整个的宇宙。
Now, as Paul talks about this headship of Christ, he uses three different words.
当保罗来讲到基督的是元首的时候，他用了三个重要的词汇来讲描述这个元首。
Headship, authority, and preeminence.
那这三个词呢，第一是元首，第二是权柄，第三是居首位。
First, let's look at headship, because this pertains to position.
那我们首先来看元首这个字是跟在身体的位置有关系的。
In Colossians 1:18, it says, And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead.
那在哥罗西书一章十八节他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的。
Now he not only is the head of the body, but he's the head, as it were, of the whole family of God.
他不但是教会的元首，他也是这个家庭的元首，神的家的元首。
Now as the head of the church,He is the one who provides, he protects, he loves, and he rewards his family.
在这个头是他保护这个身体，他供应身体一切的丰富的需要。
It says he is the body, he is the beginning. This is talking about him being a first place. He is the highest in the new creation.
那么另外他讲他也是这个首先复活，那这是从一切这个复活是从他开始的。
And it says he's the firstborn from the dead.
而且呢他是这个首先从死里面复活。
He was the first man.To come through humanity's limitations and death, reigning by the power of an indestructible life, and giving life to all the rest of the body of Christ by his resurrection.
在人类里头，他是第一个从冲破了死亡啊复活，带出一个新的生命，用这个新的生命来供应。他整个的这一个身体就是他的教会。
Now as the head, it's a position, but it's not as if he's separate from the body. His headship is the basis of our unity in the body.
这里讲到的元首并不是跟这个身体是分开的，相反的它是一个，它是合一的，那只是它是在这个身体里面它的位置是头，一切从它开始。
Now as relates to creation, he says, in him all things cohere.
那么下一步我们看到它的这个元首跟它所创造的关系，这个整个的创造因着它把它连通通联合在一起。
But also in the body of Christ, he is the head, in whom the whole body is united together in the spirit.
那么在这个身体上来说呢，他又是这个身体的头，因着他这个每一个肢体跟他相连，那么这个身体就变成一。
Of course, you understand, in a human body, all of the nerve endings of our body originate in the head.
那当然我们读这个解剖学就知道，每一个神经的末梢，它的起始点，这个神经都是从脑部出来的，跟头有关系的。
If a head is taken away from the body, there's no life left. The body is wholly dependent upon the head.
如果这个身体没有头的话，那这个生命就结束了。
But the head is also the exclusive source of all the interrelationships of the various members.
那么每一个这个身体上每一个肢体能够连成一个身体，都是他们连于这个元首，从这个头把每一个身体通通连接在一起。
You know, if you hurt your right finger, your left finger doesn't come to help unless the headtells the right left finger to help the right finger.
如果打个比方，你的右手指受伤了，那么你左手不是自动来帮助他，你的左手要来帮助他，是因为你的头告诉你的左手，你来摸摸，来揉一揉这个右手。
This is why we have to hold fast to the head, because he is the one who coordinates the whole body.
所以圣经说持定元首，这就是告诉我们整个的身体如果能够与这个头连接，听命于这个头，那这整个的身体就是一体了。
Now of course also as head of the body, he is the governing life and wisdom and counsel of the church.
那么另外一个意义就是说，他这个头是掌管这个身体的动向，管理这个身体的一切都是由他来主持的。
Now the Colossians didn't realize it, but they were disgracing their head's authority by seeking counsel from the world, by various philosophies and elementary principles.
这个教会哥罗西他们曾经在不知不觉的里头去寻找这个世界的哲学，世界人的看法，离开了基督。
And it's an offense to the head. Anytime we, even today, seek counsel from the world, check on the internet for our answers, seek Google or psychology or Confucius or what's trending or some bloggers,
那当我以前哥罗西的教会向世界求帮助 是得罪了他的头，同样今天如果我们现代的基督徒，我们并没有直接来求神的帮助，却去找世界的帮助，不管经过这个网络也好，经过什么 Google Search 也好，那我们拿世界的智慧，世界的知识来作为我们今天生活为人的这个内涵，离开了基督的话，这也是一个得罪神的事情。
Let me put it this way.
那我这样来说，
Jesus as head is the tree of life with all the wisdom we need.
基督是元首，就跟旧约的 亚当的时候，那个生命树所代表的意义，生命树能够供给亚当所有的需要，今天的基督也能够供应我们一切的需要。
If we're believers, but we're living by the natural wisdom of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it's an offense to our head.
那么如果我们今天的生活需要靠着这个另一棵树，就是知识善恶树来维系的话，那么我们这样的生活形态就是得罪基督是头这一个见证的事实。
The scriptures tell us how freely he will give us wisdom if we ask him, and he won't reproach us. He is our wisdom.
圣经里面讲得很清楚，若有人缺乏智慧，可以求赐智慧的神，他要赐给我们智慧，他也非常乐意赐给我们。
Now we look at the second word.
第二个字。
If headship speaks of his position, authority speaks of the life flow within the church.
如果元首是讲到他的这一个身体中的位置，那第二个字权柄，那是要表达这个教会生命的来源。
And when we talk about authority, we must also talk about a second interrelated word, submission.
当我们每次讲到权柄，我们就可以想到另外一个跟它不能够分开的另外一个字，就是顺服。
The literal meaning of the Greek word authority gives us the picture of what authority means.
你如果去读这个希腊原文的时候，这个字是一个图画，来表达这个权柄到底什么意思。
The Greek word is exousia.
那这个字就是 exousia， 这个希腊文是这样表写的。
And this word is made of two parts.
这个字可以分成两个部分。
Ex, ex, which is a prefix meaning out of.
前面两个字母 ex， 它的意思。英文的意思是说 out of， 那中文翻译就是出自。
And ousia, which is a root of the verb to be.
那第二个部分呢叫 ousia， 这个部分它的英文的意思是 to be， 那中文如果翻译的话就是是什么。
So exousia literally means from out of one's being.
那么你把这两个字并在一起，这 exousia 这个希腊文加起来的意思就是从一个流出来的，从一个出来的。
Authority is when life flows out of Jesus' very being.
那把这个字用在主耶稣的身上，主耶稣是权，这个元首，他是我们的权柄，那就是说从这一个耶稣的里面流出来的这个生命，它就是一个权柄。
This life flow is not based on an outward power or position or personality or charisma.
这个从基督流出来的不是根据于他的特权、他的身位等等，不是的。
When the people heard Jesus speak, they said,How does this man have such authority? Because he didn't have a rabbinical degree or actual professional training.
当犹太人听见耶稣讲道的时候，这些人有一个感叹，哦，这个拉比，这个老师，他怎么会讲得这么有权柄？因为他们诧异的是，这位耶稣从来没有经过什么有名的学校，也没有跟从过什么有名的拉比，但是他却带着权柄来讲述神的话语。
So, but whenever Jesus spoke, life came out of his being. Whenever Jesus touched, healing life came out of his being.
所以你可以看到圣经里面四福音，主耶稣只要开口，你就可以看到这个权柄的话语从他的话表达出来。主耶稣的手去摸任何的人，那个生命的流带着医治，能够医治一个病人。
So when Christ says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth, it means that now eternal Zoe life can flow out of his being to all under its flow.
所以当主耶稣宣告，他说天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我了，讲这句话的意思就是这一个这个生命的流从他的宇宙，不管在天上在地上，所有的这个流都从他流出来，这就是他的权柄。
So now who can receive this life?
那谁能够接受这个生命呢？
The second related word now is submission.
就跟着出来的第二个字就是顺服。
And this is another Greek picture word.
这个顺服这个字也是一幅图画。
It combines the prefix hupo, which means under, with tasso, meaning to place or arrange.
那这个希腊文是两个字凑在一起，第一个字是 hupo, 第二个字是 tasso。你把这 hupo 的意思是在下面。他说的这个意思是把它放在那个地方，那或者安排，那把这两个字放在一起，安排在下面就是这个顺服的意思。
So submission is arranging oneself under Christ's head so that his authority and life can flow out of his being with living power.
所以顺服基督就是你把你这个人放在这一个基督的权柄的底下，放在他的下面，那这样这个权柄，这个生命就可以流到你的身上。
By these two words, we see the principle of spiritual reality.
所以你从这个两幅图画，你可以看见一个属灵的实际。
Real, true authority in the church only flows from the head.Through those who are arranged under him and under his throne, listening to his voice.
所以在教会里面真实的权柄是出自于基督，然后当一个人把自己放在这个基督的权柄底下顺服他，那你就会发现这一个生命的流就从基督流过我们。
This is very different from outward positional human authority.
这个跟世界的权柄是完全不同的性质。
In the world, we have authority by gender, by age, by education, by financial status.
今天世界的权柄常常是根据于你是性别，你是什么性别，你是什么年龄，你是身份。你是什么样的这个财富那这些就给你权柄的大小的差别。
But Jesus is our example of this principle of authority and submission.
但是今天我们讲的属灵的权柄，你要看耶稣，从他的身上你可以看到这个权柄的原样。
Why is it?That God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow.
为什么耶稣会被放到这个最高的位置，得到最高的权柄，万膝跪拜，万口承认耶稣是主？
It's because he gave up his rights to his divinity, and he humbled himself and became a man.And arranged himself under the will of God, and God's life flowed through him.
原因是耶稣在天上愿意把他所有的特权放弃，然后谦卑成一个人，而且把他自己有意识的放在父神的底下，让神的权柄高过他，他愿意顺服父的权柄。那这就是他得到神的称许的缘故。
So practically speaking, spiritual reality of his authority comes as his saints are truly submitted under him as their head.
所以一个教会来讲，当所有相信他的基督徒愿意心甘情愿的把自己放在他的底下，那么这个权柄与顺服就配合在一起了。
Which brings us to the third connected word.
然后我们来看到第三个有关的字。
Now if headship speaks of his position, and authority speaks of the source of life, preeminence speaks of love's estimation.
这个第一个字元首如果是说到他的位置，第二个字权柄是讲到他生命的来源，那现在我们看第三个字居首位，那是指着他的爱来说的。
Giving the Lord preeminence is a loving response and estimate of his greatness.
让基督居首位是人从爱他的这个心里头反映出来，愿意在凡事上都让他居首位。
We read Colossians 1:18, where we find this word.
你如果去读第一章第十九节，你看到这句话。
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence, or the first place, it could be translated.
他是教会全体之首，他是原始，从手里死里首先复生，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Now there's this little phrase, might have the preeminence, that's very important to understanding Christ's headship.
这个翻译啊，凡事上居首位，这个要把基督是这个身体的元首有很重要的关系，我们要来一起思想。
This verb, might become, is a subjunctive verb in the Greek.
这个字哈，它的动词英文翻译是 might become being first， 中文要翻译的话呢，就是说有一天要变成居首位的，就是说这是一个期许期望。
The subjunctive voice expresses not a fact but a desire.
这一个动词的语态，它所表达的不是现在的一个事实，而是对将来的一个期许，这是一个动词，这个动词的表达的时候的那个语态。
The scriptures say it's the Father's good pleasure to give Jesus this preeminence.
那圣经里面说，这一个让他在凡事上居首位，这是天父的一个心愿。
But the Father has made Christ head over the body, that the body of Christ might give him the preeminence.
神设立耶稣为他这个身体的头，那神就有一个盼望，这个身体对基督的爱有一个反应，这个反应就是让基督在凡事上能够居首位，这是这个身体要做的表达。
Now perhaps this verbal description is too difficult. Let's try to make it simple.
让我再简单一点讲这个动词的讲究。
Now the church might acknowledge that he is the head. They may submit to his authority. But the church can only show him preeminence if they love him and they give him the preeminence.
我们在理智上教会每一个人会承认耶稣是主，在理智上我们接受耶稣是救拯救我们的，但是我们是不是在整个人对他的爱情里头，我们心甘情愿的来爱他，让他做居首位？
You see, in creation, he does not have the preeminence yet, because creation groans in anticipation of the day of his preeminence.
今天在宇宙中，我们的主耶稣还没有达到在万物中居首位，你相反的，圣经告诉我们，看见万物都在劳苦叹息之中，这万物还在叹息，因为他还没有达到那一个首位的位置。
Now in the kingdom of the heavens, his servants on earth love him, but still there's conflict in the kingdom, and he has not been made preeminent because there's still conflict in this world.
那你看这个神的国度里头来看，那在这个国度里头还没有完全的看到所有在这一个神的国里面每一个东西都臣服于基督，因为你还看到魔鬼背叛神，还有许多的背叛的天使背叛神，他们今天还没有完完全全的顺服在耶稣基督的权柄底下，所以这个国也还未达到那个最后的那个目标。
But in this third realm, the church out of love can give Christ the first place in everything, thus displaying the fullness of God's love for his son.
但是教会应该不一样，教会是蒙爱的神的儿女，他们被神用宝血拯救，那理当也愿意在爱的里面把自己的主权交在主的手中，放在他的权柄底下，顺服他的权柄。
So these three words work together.
所以你可以看到我们今天讲的这三个字是不可分割的。
God the Father loves the Son and has made him head over all.
父神爱他的儿子，愿意把他的儿子在万物中都成为首位。
But then Christ uses his headship authority to pour the love of God into our hearts.
那么今天耶稣基督把神的爱借着圣灵浇灌在我们心里。
And then the church in love submits to Christ, giving him first place in everything out of loving obedience and worship.
那盼望我们的心因着这个神的爱的感动，我们也能够回应神的爱，爱他，我们来把他的儿子在凡事上都居首位，这是我们要做的一件事。
So giving Christ the preeminence redefines all of our church life.
所以基督能够在凡事居首位，这个就要改变所有一切的这个教会中的生活。
Christ being all and in all to us is more than a goal, it's our love's motive.
基督是一切又在一切之内，这个不是我们未来的目标，这是我们每一个基督徒每天生活的实际。
As we give him first place, we submit under his headship so that his authority can come through the church.
基督要成为教会的元首，我们每一个人都应该把自己主动的放在耶稣的下面，来接受他的权柄。
The world can see that Jesus Christ has come when the church is holding fast to his headship and submitting under his authority and giving him preeminence in everything.
这个世界要能够认识基督，他们必须先在教会身上看见教会里的人在凡事上都 让基督居首位。如果这样的话，世界才能够认识基督。
And to me, this preeminence completes the circle.
所以这三个字就把整个这一个圆圈画圆了。
The church submits under the headship of Christ.
教会顺服耶稣基督的元首这个权柄。
But when the church can give him first place in everything, which is a heart matter, this will be the final piece enabling our Lord to come back for his bride and his kingdom.
所以只有当教会在凡事上都让基督居首位的时候，这样教会才预备好，他的新郎才可以回来，因为爱他。
So we see these three words connected to this whole matter of the headship of the body.
所以今天我盼望借着这三个字让我们能够看见什么叫做基督是元首的属灵的实际。
And we see how important this headship was in terms of the body of Christ there in Colossae.
那么基督是元首在哥罗西教会是何等的重要。
False teachers had come into that church and were devaluing who Christ was as high, far above all.
那这个 假基督呢，却找到了机会来迷惑，借着谎言来迷惑在哥罗西的圣徒。
And Paul has to fight against these false doctrines by revealing this macrocosmic Christ.
所以保罗就必须来把他们所讲的这些谎言拆穿，让弟兄姐妹能够看见耶稣的这一个宇宙性。
We read at the beginning of Colossians chapter 2 of Paul's great struggle for the Colossians.
在哥罗西第二章里面，保罗说到他的征战。
For I want you to know how great a struggle I have on your behalf, and for those who are at Laodicea, for all those who have not personally seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ.In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
在哥罗西书第二章，保罗告诉他们每一个人，他说第一节，我愿意你们晓得，我为你们和老底家人，并一切没有与我亲自见面的人，是何等的尽心竭力，就是 struggle， 要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足在悟性上有充足的信心，使他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督。
This is the mystery revealed. Christ is the head, and he is the source of all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. They don't need any Gnostic teaching. Christ is their wisdom and knowledge.
所以保罗在这个时候就要把这个基督的奥秘基督的丰富来告诉哥罗西的圣徒，他们根本就不需要去相信接受这个世界的哲学，世上的小学来迷惑了他们，离开了基督。
Because the Colossians had only a view of a small Christ, he couldn't answer all their questions, and so they were looking to the world to gain answers.
因为哥罗西是一个很小的地方，这些人都是无知的小民，那人家来讲一些大话，讲一些很伟大的哲学，这些小民就被唬得一愣一愣。
Paul tells them that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ.
保罗告诉他们，神一切的丰富都有形有体的放在基督里。
And in him you have been made complete or filled full.
那在基督里他已经把我们都完成了。
Today, you notice that this has been a change of perspective. Rather than us seeking for the fullness of Christ, we are now seeking self-fulfillment.
今天本末倒置, 我们, 神要我们来寻求基督里的一切的丰盛, 因为他把这个赐, 要赐给我们, 可是我们自己呢, 今天却寻找自己的成就, 自己的满足, 自己的成功, 倒过来了。
We even see that many of our more contemporary worship choruses are saturated with this self idea of how can Christ fill me up and satisfy me.
你甚至在教会的我们唱的诗歌里面，很多的时候，是叫神满足我，不是我们来追求神的丰满，这个前后的次序颠倒了。But
the point is, spiritual reality is when we look away from ourselves and find our fullness of Christ, and He becomes our satisfaction.
真正的追求是把我们的眼目离开我们自己，而注目在耶稣的身上，他的丰富，我们就因着他得到满足。But
Paul wrestles for the Colossians not just to reveal the macrocosmic Christ, but also the microcosmic Christ, that is, Christ in you, the indwelling Christ.
那讲完这个宏观的基督，保罗又改过来讲到微观的基督，讲到基督在我们心里。For
in order for us to come and know spiritual reality, the indwelling Christ must be a reality to us.
所以 这个基督在我们心里成为有荣耀的盼望，他住在我们里面，这个是我们非常重要的一个领悟。It's
as we understand that it's Christ in us that we also understand how the Lord enables us to live by His resurrection life.
那么今天基督住在我们里面，给我们一个 复活的生命，让我们可以为他而活，这是基督徒生活在地上的秘诀。Now
I can't speak on Christ in you the hope of glory because that's somebody else's verses.
这个题目有别的弟兄会交通，我不去摸了。But
this verse is also properly translated in the Greek, Christ among you all, the hope of glory. This is a corporate matter.
那么这一节圣经，基督在你们里面成了荣耀的盼望。这里不是单单个人，它更是有一个团体性的，整个的教会。Is
Christ truly among you as head in the assembly? This is a test of spiritual reality.
所以基督是不是我们整个教会的头，这个是一个考验的地方。
And we notice also that when Christ is among you, there is that sense of glory of His coming again. And we see how important this is to wait upon His coming.
所以基督在我们中间，你就一定看见他的荣耀要在我们中间显现，因为他是荣耀。And
once again, time flies, so I will only mention a few aspects of knowing the spiritual reality of Christ as head over His body.
那时间不多了，那我还要赶快再讲到什么是基督是元首，还有什么样的表现实际。Christ's
headship is known among us in spiritual reality, first of all, when we stand on the ground of resurrection.
这个实际的表现，第一个点应该是以基督的复活为根基。
Again, we go back to our Colossians verse 1, chapter 1, verse 18. He is the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that He Himself may have first place in everything.
18节，他也是教会的全体之首。他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他在凡事上居首位。18节。
Christ is on resurrection ground with an undefeatable life.
在这节圣经你会看到耶稣是以这个他的复活为他的根基。
And the church must meet on resurrection ground to be under his headship in spiritual reality.
那今天教会能够服在耶稣是头的这个基本原则上，我们必须站在复活的这个根基上。
Of course, negatively, as our brother mentioned earlier, this means that the cross has to be applied to everything and anything that is outside of the head.
那么第二个原则就是反过来，那就必须用十字架来否定任何反对耶稣是元首，任何的反对耶稣是元首的东西都要借着十字架除去。
So Paul exhorts in chapter 2, verse 20, Now if you have died with Christ to the elementary principles of the world, why, as if you're still living in the world, do you submit yourself to decrees?
第二章二十节、二十一节，你们若是与基督同死，脱离了世上的小学，为什么仍像在世俗中活着，服从那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的规条呢？
Religious practices that these false teachers were telling them were taking them right out of the spiritual reality of Christ our fullness, Christ our head, Christ our supply.
这些世上的小学，这些宗教的规矩，正好把他们从基督的是一切来夺走了，用这些来代替了基督。
But then we notice positively andThe beginning of Colossians chapter 3, Paul says, Now if you have been raised from the dead, now keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.
第三章第一节，你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Now, practically, this is our first practical test of spiritual reality. Are we on resurrection ground?
所以到底我们是不是站在复活的这个根基上，这是一个最第一个试金石。
The second practical test of Christ's headship is this. Does our assembly life flow out of the abiding word of Christ?
第二个试金石就是我们所有的生活是不是根据神的话来作为原则的。
Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 gives us a beautiful picture of assembly of life in spiritual reality.
这个第三章十六十七两节就让我们看到一个第二个重要的试金石。当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，这一个实行。
And the spiritual life of the whole assembly comes out of the word of Christ.
整个教会的生活是围绕在神的话语这件事情上。
Verse 16 says, Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching.Admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
十六十七两节，用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
How wonderful when we gather and even our worship and our fellowship comes out of those who are abiding in the living word of Christ. This is spiritual reality indeed.
如果一个教会的生活无论讲道无论查经无论祷告都以神的话为他的中心，那这个属灵的实际是何等的真实。
And then the third and last practical test of Christ's headship.
那第三个试金石是什么呢？
Spiritual reality is when all the saints are submitting in proper order under whoever is over them.
就是教会的每一个成员都顺服在神安排的这个权柄底下。
Heaven loves authority and order in order to distribute unbounding life and love.
这个整个的天宇宙都是在神的权柄底下安排出来的秩序。
So how we would all say, oh, of course, Christ is our head.
我们都承认基督是头。
But as Paul goes on in chapter 3, he says, well, now if Christ is our head, then wives, let your husbands be your head.
那么保罗就讲到实行的面，他在第三章十八节，保罗就说，如果基督是头，那做妻子的顺服自己的丈夫。
Husbands, let Christ be your head.
那丈夫呢，让基督做你的头。
Children, let your parents be your head.
做儿女的呢，让父母做你的头。
Slaves, let your employer be your head.
那做奴仆的人，就让你的主人做你的头。
Masters, realize that you are under Christ as your head.
那你这些做主人的，你要知道耶稣基督是你的头。
Look how he puts it in Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24.
在哥罗西书三章二十三、二十四节怎么说的呢
？Now whatever you do, do your work heartily for the Lord rather than for man, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve.
无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的，因为。你们知道主从那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
And of course, life in the body of Christ must also be under the delegated heads that the Lord sets in the church.
所以主耶稣的权柄也要从神设立的这一个代表的权柄。要我们在教会中要顺服这个代表的权柄。
The Lord gives us responsible brothers and elders in the church, and they are ones who are submitted under the headship of our Lord.
那这些代表的权柄，长老，他们自己是顺服在基督的权柄之下，其他的弟兄姊妹就要听顺服这些长老。
Everyone in the church needs to hold fast to the head.
那每一个在教会里的人都要抓住基督。
And spiritual reality is experienced in the church when those in leadership truly give the head first place in everything.
那一个教会如果真正有属灵的实际，那这些教会带头的人，他们必须是一个顺服基督权柄的人。
When the Lord sees an assembly that truly have given him first place, he is ready to return.
所以如果主看到他的教会是真正的顺服在基督的这个元首的权柄底下，那他就要回来了。
So do we give him preeminence in all things?
那我们每一个基督徒要回答一个问题，我们是不是在凡事上都让他居首位呢？
Do we have such love for our precious head?
我们是不是有对我们的元首有这样的爱，是这样心甘情愿的让他能够居首位？
Maybe the pandemic has stripped us and destroyed our idols and simplified our lives that we might seek his kingdom first.
这次的瘟疫是一个方法，神的一个方法，把我们许多的偶像借这个机会摔碎了，把我们以前所依靠的也都给我们拿开了，我们只能单单的来仰望他。
Whatever our desire may be for our bridegroom to come, our bridegroom has a greater desire for his bride.
不管我们今天每一个基督徒 对主有的再来有什么样的期望，但是我们要知道这个新郎对他的新娘的的确确有非常重要的期望，他今天借着他的话告诉我们。
Perhaps this time of pandemic has been the final shaking to precipitate our king's coming to earth.
所以这次世界的大瘟疫可能就是神给我们整个的一个大的考验，一个震动，准备他的再来。
This may be our last conference before we see our Lord physically here on earth.
可能我们这次的聚会是最后的一次，不一定在主回来之前。
Our show of his of preeminence is our desire for him to come.
所以我们能够在凡事上让基督居首位，是耶稣第二次来之前的非常非常重要的一件事情。
Meanwhile, as we're here on this earth, let us pass on to our children through the authority given to us through Christ that blessed hope of seeing his face, even in the midst of shakings.
所以今天我们每一个家庭都能够把今天我们在主面前所听见的话能够表现出来，那让我们的下一代能够知道我们是敬畏他爱他的人。
This is our true reality when our king comes back.
当主耶稣第二次真正回来的时候，一切属灵的实际是完完全全的实现。
Lord, we come to you and we thank you for all that you have done for us as our head, as our source of life and love.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，你为我们每一个人做了一切，在属灵里面你为我们预备的一切的丰富。
Lord, you know we are weak and we have so many problems, but our heart's desire is to give you the first place in everything.
但是你也知道我们的软弱，你知道我们的小性，我们真是需要你来帮助我们，让我们在明白了你的心意，愿意让你在我们每一个人的生命中凡事居首位。
In this most recent shaking, we realize more than ever that this world will never satisfy us until you come and rule over it.
这是经过这一个大疫情，你让我们终于了解世界上没有任何一件东西能够满足我们，只有你自己可以满足我们。
So Lord, this is our spiritual reality. Maranatha, even so, come, Lord Jesus.
主，我们真的盼望，切切的盼望你再来，这是最后的属灵的实际，我们愿意你快快回来。
We pray in the name of He who is far above all.
我们是奉着他的名而祷告，因为他的名超越一切之上。
Amen.
Amen.